Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, see how long we can hang on, and then I give you my first impression. And if you missed the last show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/184, where we listen to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Wasn't my favorite show to listen to, but you can check that out. And today, we are going to check out the best movie of the year so far with John Ellis. Here's their description from Apple Podcast. Best movie of the year so far with John Ellis, the show that ranks the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows. A show that will always answer the question, what was the best movie of the year? I like this just because this is different. This is not two guys talking about their favorite movies and who was better, Batman or Superman. So I'm already like, all right, cool. I'm liking the originality of this. I think it's different. The website is SoundCloud. Oh, that's a bummer. SoundCloud.com/best-movie-of-year. Yeah. So how about best movie of the year show.com? And we all know that I just love SoundCloud because they're not a podcast media host. They're a music site that dabbles in podcasting poorly. But we're going to listen to episode number 35, Black Klansman, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, Podcast Rodeo Show /185. Here we go. Best movie of the year so far. Maureen?
We are back with a Spike Lee joint. And this can't be a true story. Can it?
Okay.
Welcome to the best movie of the year so far. The show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that always answers that question, what's the best movie of the year so far?
Normally, I would quit here.
So welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for participating in this latest episode and leaving your comments. We are back talking about the best movies of the year. So last time, we discussed Sorry to Bother You.
The music's really distracting.
Boots Riley. It's a really big, ambitious movie by a first-time feature filmmaker. It's fun. It's crazy. It's a movie with a lot to say. So check out Sorry to Bother You.
Please kill the music.
But this week we have something else. A Spike Lee joint called Black Klansman.
Please kill the music.
The concept is simple. A black man infiltrates the KKK.
Man, I'm bummed because I wanted to listen to this episode. Really, I am. I had high hopes for this. And this talks about, this is a great point of bad audio trumps great content every time. And I'm not sure. My guess is you're using a headset because this is me using a, you know, and again, right now I'm using a $300 microphone, but it doesn't sound a whole lot better than a $100 microphone. And when you talk, you sound like this to me. There's no bass in your voice, which in a way was good because that kind of shrill sounding microphone helped cut through the music. And number one, I'm pretty sure whatever music you're playing is not legal to play. I believe that was probably, I don't know, the Isley Brothers or somebody. But you can't be playing that on a podcast, even if you're on SoundCloud. That's not legal. That doesn't mean people don't do it. I'm just saying it's not legal. Now, here again, consider your source. I'm a musician, but I don't think this is something that is unique to musicians. If you have music in the background with words, my brain is trying to figure out, what are you saying in the background? Are they saying, what? You know, and then I'm like, do I know that song? Wait, who is that? Is that Sly and the Family Stone? Meanwhile, you're going, this week on the show, we're going to Harrison again. And I'm like, I can't. Sorry. So I would work on your, first of all, get rid of the music. That's just illegal. Or fade it out once you start to talk, because in the immortal words of Bob Dylan, you got to serve somebody, and I'm either going to listen to the background music or you. And that just wasn't working for me. So I would fade that music out, maybe get some theme music that you could play. I don't know, but that just, I'm bummed. I really wanted to listen to this show, but that was making my brain explode. So I would fade the music out. Number one, I would not use illegal music. And then in the event that you had to, because, well, after all, why not? It's only illegal. Fade that out and get to you and then do something. Even headsets, you can make them sound better than that, because that needs improved. Of course, we all know what that music means. Actually, no, we don't. I've never used that before, but I did a little bonus digging here. Normally, I don't do this, so this is bonus content. I looked at your audio because I'm like, what is up with this? Because it's just, number one, you're using variable bit rate. That does many things. It messes up many players. People will hit pause, and then they'll go hit play again, and they won't remember where you're at. It can also make your feed invalid, because your feed will show that your show was, 6 minutes and 15 seconds. And then something else will read and go, no, it's actually 6 minutes and 17 seconds. And your feed will go, I don't know what it is. And your feed is valid. And then you no longer update in iTunes. So use constant bit rate. But here's the kicker. And this is why you sounded pretty bad. You are exporting at 32 kilobits per second mono. And that's bad, for lack of a better phrase. I would bump that up to you're using SoundCloud. So the one thing about SoundCloud, you can upload like boatloads of content to them and they don't care. So now, unless you're using the free thing, which in which case, come on, you can join Libsyn, Libsyn.com for $5 a month. And I would use at least 64 kilobits per second, because anything below that, it kind of sounds like your show, which is not listenable in my book. And I really, really, really wanted to listen to this show. I love the idea of it. It's got potential, but I can't take that shrillness. I can't take voiceovers in the back that divide my attention. So these are easy fixes. That's the good news. My microphone that I recommend to people is either the Audio-Technica ATR-2100 or the Samson Q2U. These are great microphones. Buy a little foam thing to put over it. That's like $5. You're out less than $100. Go to Libsyn, Libsyn.com. Get a $5 account. That lets you do up to 50 minutes a month or 100 minutes a month if you do it in mono. So use the coupon code again, SOP free, to get a free month at that. So that's my first impression, and I wish it was better. Man, I really wanted to listen to this show. And if you'd like to have your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. If you have a comment, I would love to hear it. 888-563-3228. And if you want an in-depth view of your show, simply go out to podcastreviewshow.com. And of course, if you don't have a podcast, or if you need help, like, Dave, what's the whole variable bitrate thing? I've got classes on this stuff out at schoolofpodcasting.com that show you exactly how to export your show in the right format so that you avoid these kinds of mistakes. So thanks so much for listening to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.